mikolo hay,
mikolo ny ho avy.
Fandaharana vokarin'ny ministeran'ny fanabezam-pirenena ho an'ny kilasy taona fahaenina ka hatramin'ny kilasy famaranana.
Mikolo hay, mikolo ny ho avy.
Hello everyone! Welcome to this English radio program for class de troisième. Today's topic is about customs and traditions. At the end of this lesson, you will be able to talk about ceremonies and festivals. Be ready to participate, answer the questions, and take notes when needed. If you are ready, let's start. To start with, let's make a short review. What was our last lesson about? Yes, we talked about people at work. Great. And what is my job? Of course, I am a teacher. What about Jackie Chan? What is his job? She is an actor. And what about Raghi? She is an actress. You're right. Now, do Malagasy people go to work on the 26th of June? No, we don't work on the 26th of June. We don't work because it is a day off. What do we do on that day? That's right. We celebrate our Independence Day. It's a day of festival and ceremony. Do you know the difference between festival and ceremony? Right. Festival is a party where there is a feast, big meal, and loud music. But ceremony is just a celebration of an event. For example, the commemoration of the 29th of March is just a ceremony. A marriage celebration at church is also a ceremony. You don't have big feast and loud music at church. But when the guests arrive at the place where they eat and dance, that is a festival. So, in a ceremony, there can also be a festival. Let's continue. Now, we are going to talk about Malagasy festivities. What do we do during our Independence Day celebration? Sure, on the 25th of June evening, children bring lanterns on the street and people go out to watch fireworks. It's a big festival. A month before it, Malagasy people hang the Malagasy flag on their house. And during the due day, I mean the 26th of June, there is an official ceremony at the Barea Stadium in Mamas. Let's continue. Now, can you tell me what the other festivities that Malagasy people celebrate? Of course, circumcision, exhumation, baptism, wedding ceremony are celebrated in Madagascar. And how do we celebrate these occasions? Right, we invite friends and relatives. We make a big feast. We eat, we drink, we dance, and we have fun. Now, I'm going to give you some sentences. Listen carefully. You can also take notes of the sentences if you like. First sentence. Exhumation is a very important celebration because it's an occasion for all the family members to meet together. I repeat. Exhumation is a very important celebration because it's an occasion for the family members to meet together. And the second sentence is, you cannot go to the president's palace unless you are invited. I repeat, you cannot go to the president's palace unless you are invited. Now, what is the nature of the words because and unless? What are they? Yes, they are linking words or connectors. Because expresses a result or a cause, and unless expresses condition. Here are other connectors. We use in addition, and, besides, moreover, as linking words of addition. Next, we use but, however, on the contrary, on one hand, on the other hand, they are linking words of contrast. Next, because of, due to, are linking words expressing cause or reason. And finally, so, consequently, so that, therefore, as a result, they express consequence or result. Now, let's recap. We know that the festival includes ceremony, but the ceremony doesn't always mean a party. The Independence Day is both a festival and a ceremony. We have learned too that we should use the appropriate linking words in sentences to make them clear. Our session comes to an end. Thank you all for listening. Don't forget to wash your hands regularly. Take care of you and see you next time.
Narai nao teo.
Mikolo hay.
Mikolo ny oafy.
Fandaharana vokarin'ny ministeran'ny fanabeazam-pirenena ho an'ny kilasy taona fahaenina ka hatramin'ny kilasy famaranana.
Mikolo hay. Mikolo ny oafy.